In 2017, 9gag, a popular meme aggregator, came up with the idea of building the first man-made monument to humor. They would immortalize in stone some of their users' favorite memes, and they opened up an online contest to find the most popular ones. The meme stone is not exactly a monument, at least in its purpose. Monuments are generally meant to be shown, observed, visited by the public. Instead, right after the marketing video, it was buried beneath the earth, in a cave in Spain. This meme stone is still there today, waiting for a future generation to find it and to appreciate, according to the ideators, how humans of our time, besides being intelligent, were also really funny. I do not have any intention of discussing the monument's content, nor its aesthetics. Instead, I'm extremely intrigued by this work of nonsense, and I will share some of the thoughts and connections it sparked. Welcome to Common Useless. We explain, create, and celebrate nonsense. In today's episode, we talk about 9gag's meme monument and the implications of carving nonsense into stone. Time washes away the memory of the past, but not everything was lost. We still see today many monuments and artifacts from the distant past, such as the pyramids of Egypt, and a lot of mummies. These, however, represent a really tiny fraction of what was in existence at their time. Most of the items, buildings, homes, clothes and utensils that an average Egyptian would have seen and used every day are gone. This selection is not random, of course. Everyday items are built for the everyday. They're not meant to last for long, and they don't. Instead, buildings, statues, tombs, monuments are built with the purpose of lasting and score much better in leaving a trace. Memory, in most cases, is very intentional. This asymmetry is not just tricky in itself. It has an even larger bias on our archaeological brains. Veritasium talked about this topic in one of his videos. Survivorship bias. So when we see a lot of stone ruins in Rome, we tend to think that the past was made of stone building just like those. However, those remains are a small, unrepresentative sample of what cities looked like back 2,000 years ago. Most houses were made out of wood or of other non-durable materials and have gone lost. Imagine if future generations only saw the Statue of Liberty as a single remaining trace of our time. It would be such a limiting view into how life looked like in the 19th, 20th, and 21st century. But this is actually quite likely to happen. Most of the rest will be probably lost, just like it did for past societies. Actually, we will probably score worse than the past, thanks to our digital communication. We were still able to find clay tablets and inscriptions of ancient civilizations across the world. Will future generations find our words? Our digital data will be hard to preserve and to transmit so far into the future. Most of our cultural artifacts will then not be preserved at all. Do we then have a duty to preserve our knowledge, our traditions, our nonsense for the future to see? Should we fight the survivorship biases of time with stone? The meme stone is part of a bigger phenomenon called time capsules, the intentional storage of objects into containers buried beneath the earth for the future to find. Sometimes they even have specific dates in which they're meant to be open, like the World War II time capsule in a Normandy cemetery, to be opened only in 2044, 100 years later. Time capsules typically contain simple, everyday objects, like tools, books, coins, newspaper, photographs, things that otherwise would be lost in all likelihood. Just like pyramids or statues are built to be preserved as the official memory of a specific time, time capsules are the way, often unofficial, in which people try to be intentional about their own memory. Small, maybe insignificant objects, but often a better representation of our lives, a more humble and human view into ourselves, trying to fight the survivorship bias of time. If building monuments is about crafting a message for the future, a story to be remembered, how can we be sure their actual meaning is preserved? Communication is highly dependent on culture and language to be understood. Even across countries, the same image or text might have very different nuances and significance. Monuments and signs are ways to crystallize their shared meaning, but they often need context around them to be fully appreciated. What are then our hopes that many generations down the line would understand our messages, our memes? It might seem like a very abstract and trivial reflection at first glance, but it has been central to deadly serious debates. How do we communicate far into the future that nuclear waste has been stored in a specific place and warn future wanderers about the danger? A documentary called Into Eternity talks about the Onkalo nuclear waste repository in Finland and the fascinating problem of communicating death risk through millennia. Future humans may not understand our words, nor even our images, our symbols, such as the radioactivity sign or skulls. They might perceive them as decorations, as part of ancient religious rituals, or as attempts of dissuasion from an hidden treasure. The expert concluded that our best bet is to use a mix of visual and physical messages, and living oral and written stories and traditions. A similar problem was faced by NASA when it decided to attach an inscribed golden disc to Voyager 2, a space probe sent far into space, in case it might encounter alien civilization during its journey. Communicating with beings of unknown characteristics poses even greater difficulties. The choice of messages in that case relied on scientific and mathematical truths as a way to build a common ground with other intelligences out there. These examples show how hard it is to communicate when context is uncertain. It's hard to be optimistic about whether future archaeologists will laugh at our memes. So many of the ancient artifacts that have survived until today carry too little context for us to be able to understand them. Linear A, for example, is an alphabet found in multiple inscriptions in Crete, and still today it remains undecipherable. Memes, in particular, are incredibly hard to communicate. They are creatures of reference, modified copies of some cultural object, often inside jokes of a group of people. The stone pursuit of eternal preservation of these memes could take them far into the future, but might outlive the cultural objects which they rely on and without which they are just meaningless. What happens then if they don't understand the stone? Most likely, the monument's content will be misinterpreted. Future experts might mistake its nonsense for an actual representation of our reality, of our culture and our customs. It's a likely scenario given how much we tend to read into things that are just noise. Pareidolia is our tendency to see faces everywhere, even where there is none. But it happens in archaeology too. Heinrich Schliemann, the famous archaeologist who found the ruins of Troy, discovered a magnificent golden mask. He claimed it belonged to Agamemnon, king of the Achaeans. Today, we're actually quite certain that the artifact predates the Trojan Wars by several hundreds of years. Schliemann's temptation was to fill in the blanks based on his personal biases, and he built a story when none was there to read. If there is a chance the future generation will misunderstand the memes, and there is, it is then likely that the stone will contaminate our memory, confusing future historians and anthropologists. Do we then have a duty to destroy the stone and make sure the truth will be preserved? The Romans used damnatio memoriae, condemnation of memory, as an extreme punishment, the deletion of all memory of a person, removing any mentions of his existence from all official accounts. But even in less harsh ways, writers and monasteries have been the curators of much of our memory of the past. They have chosen what to keep and what not to keep in their historical accounts and in their copies of past works. Should we do the same with our memes and curate the memory we are leaving to the future? And what about the reverse? What if we curate our memory but with the specific intention of confusing, of inventing a past that never existed? It might very well be that the creators of the meme stone have built it with this intention. Is the meme monument then cross-generational vandalism? They might not be the first. If our generation has thought about creating fake archaeology as a way of trolling the future, what tells us that this hasn't been done in the past too? What nonsense could be hiding in our museums and is illegitimately being admired? Vsauce, in his video entitled Did the Past Really Happen, concludes that the simplest explanation for the existence of ancient ruins is that something real existed before, not that they were planted by someone who wanted to mess with us. I'm less convinced. Archaeological forgery is a real issue and goes back at least a few centuries, with several artifacts from around the world being faked by expert forgers. The motivation was money, not nonsense, of course, but still it has a deliberate goal of manipulating the true historical remains of the past. And also, if we look back at our Roman friends, experts at destroying memories, we have more example of this in the written history of many Roman emperors. Emperors, like all politicians, were loved and hated. So not surprisingly, their memories are not always objective, and their accounts by later historians contain some details that might make us suspicious. Let's talk about an historian in particular, Suetonius. Suetonius, for example, talks about Caligula, emperor between 37 and 41 AD. He tells the story that one day the emperor decided to nominate as new consul his own horse, Incitatus. The implication is that Caligula was completely crazy. Modern interpretation of this episode, if it really happened, is not that Caligula was crazy, but that he'd used this act to mock and ridicule the Senate. Suetonius, likely intentionally, used this example as a way to distort the memory of the emperor. Isn't the eternal mock of substituting the original memory with a nonsensical and grotesque copy of it the very ultimate damnatio memoria? Worse than being forgotten is being remembered in a completely wrong way. Today, we live in the golden age of nonsense. We don't need profit reasons to build forgery, nor political reasons to build false memories. We need no reasons at all, except our own enjoyment. There probably is some nonsense in our archaeological findings, but I think there will be much more in the future. The meme stone is just one of the ways in which internet nonsense is entering our reality and desecrating what is most serious and most precious to us, even our legacy. Thank you so much for listening, and see you in the next episode of Common Useless. Once again, follow us on our YouTube channel and on our website, commonuseless.com.